Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roy Mahaffey. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Roy Mahaffey. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Norman. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The right fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Evar Swanson. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Red Kress. Batting 8th. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Ed Walsh. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ed Walsh. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a fly ball into center field. Norman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Swanson. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cochran scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Simmons. The throw from Berry and he is safe. Simmons steals second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey hits a pop-up towards third. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2. With the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. the White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a fly ball into left field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Norman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cochran hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes can't make a play. That's a base hit. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kress moves to third. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mahaffey fields it and throws to home to get Kress. Berry moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bill Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0 for 1 in the game. Norman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Berry moves to third. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dykes strikes out. Two outs. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 0 for 1 in the game. Mahaffey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mahaffey moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mahaffey scores. Bishop moves to second. It's 3-0, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first, with Walsh covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-1 in the game. Seeds hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-1 in the game. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walsh fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Haas, who is chasing the ball. Berry reaches third base with a triple. Kress goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1 Athletics. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh is 0-for-1 in the game. Walsh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop has Berry trapped. There's the throw to Cochran and over to Dykes, who tags Berry for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bill Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0-for-2 in the game. Norman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Norman moves to second. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-2 in the game. Seeds is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox won. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mahaffey strikes out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-2 in the game. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mahaffey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bishop reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress can't make a play. That's a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kress hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Athletics. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mahaffey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh is 0-for-2 in the game. Walsh strikes out. Two outs. Bill Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0-for-3 in the game. Norman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norman moves to second. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-3 in the game. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into left field. Swanson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Swanson. Fox moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 3 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress juggles the ball. That's an error on Kress. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sullivan fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Fox moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Fox scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Athletics. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mahaffey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dykes moves to third. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mahaffey moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a line drive off the glove of Fox, and into shallow right field. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Sullivan is thrown out after the base hit. One out. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 3 in the game. Swanson hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to second. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. Kress moves to third. It's 4-3, Athletics. Ted Lyons pinch runs for Charlie Berry. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Ed Walsh. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kress scores. Lyons moves to second. It's Athletics, 4, White Sox, 4. Jack Rothrock pinch runs for Bob Fothergill. Johnny Hodapp pinch hits for Bill Norman. Eddie Rommel now pitching. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Grubb now catching. Liz Funk now playing center field. Chad Kimsey now pitching. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-4 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-4 in the game. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Seeds moves to second. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-4 in the game. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. Seeds moves to third. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Swanson. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Swanson steals second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-4 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb bunts towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Bishop covering, for the out. Kress moves to second. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Funk reaches second base with a double. Kress scores. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.